Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Soul Security. There are at least three themes that are running throughout the Psalms. One is the presence of the soul in human beings, the acknowledgement of the God of creation, who is also the God of Israel, is another. A third theme is the reliance upon God to be and provide a refuge or a place of protection and safety for vulnerable souls. These same three themes are present in the proper understanding of Christianity. Christians, like the psalmist, believe they have an eternal soul. That is, they believe there is a part of them that is made in the image of God that is purposed for life with God. This part of them makes them unique among creatures on the earth. They believe they are designed this way by a God who created all things, just as the psalmist. Christians believe God is a savior of their souls. They believe the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who said he came to save our souls. The psalmist talks about placing his trust or confidence in God to be the savior of his soul in order to keep it safe and secure from all dangers and trouble that seek to destroy it. Just as people place items of value into what they believe are safe places to prevent them from being lost, the children of God place or deposit their souls with God in order to keep them from being lost. The FDIC is an example of an agency that gives people confidence that their money they place in FDIC-insured institutions is safe and secure. It gives them peace of mind and allows them to rest assured that their money is safe and accessible to the extent the United States government is able to guarantee it. Christians do a similar thing when they trust Jesus Christ with their souls. It is a deposit, if you will, of their souls with God. Just as bank depositors are confident that their money is safe inside the banks, Christians and the people of God are even more confident that their souls are secure with God. Man-made institutions can fail, but God cannot fail. Anyone is able to deposit their souls with God, but it takes, as the psalmist puts it in the text, integrity and uprightness, both of which are found in the teachings of Jesus Christ. When Christ shall appear, all who have deposited their souls with God shall appear with him in glory. If we have not deposited anything into a bank, it is foolish or senseless to think one can go to the bank and ask for a withdrawal from something they never placed in there. The same is true and applies to the salvation of our souls. If we did not and have not deposited them with God, then when Christ shall appear with all the saved souls, ours will not be one of them. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School, Mission, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your device, your phones, to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotion and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.